Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Is it with the intention of people are just expendable to me, or, you know, okay, hey, you know, you're the guy that's good at oral and, you know, I want to get more oral, or you're the guy, hey, you're the butt guy, you know, you're my ass play guy. It's like you've got 1,000 people holding up a mirror to your face and saying, hey, here's what I heard. Is that true? Well, hello, everyone. I hope you're all getting through the crazy Christmas season and getting all your shopping done and having fun with friends and family. I am not quite finished with my shopping. I'm about 50%, which is pretty good. But, you know, I did get my tree up early this year. So that was a huge accomplishment. I mean, I did lights outside. I mean, like, this is big for me. So I'm actually, I am in the holiday spirit, but I do have to finish my Christmas shopping. So since I'm done with this podcast, that's what I'll be jumping on. But I wanted to talk about something really interesting, an interesting conversation that I had. And that was, where, you know, it was with someone that I really like, and, you know, we were talking about how just basically how he noticed, you know, how in the past that I you know, he felt me being kind of disconnected. And I thought that was really interesting, being as how, you know, this year now, I'm aware of that. Yes, I'm aware of that. But being how this year, I really want to move away from that. It's interesting that it just keeps coming up, and my experiences with him, that was very intertwined in what we were doing, because he is someone that more pushes my limit of being, you know, being beyond that. And he's not really the kind of guy that you can be just surface level with. That's not his thing. And one of the interesting things he said, you know, he finally kind of opened up and said, you know, because he listens to the podcast, and he said, you know, as he's listening to the stuff, you know, he's kind of saying, are we just sort of players, or, you know, part of the, you know, the Layla show? And, you know, like, this guy's good for this and this guy's good for that. And it was interesting because, you know, I mean, we talked about that, and the short answer is no, you know, that's not the case. But, you know, I can understand how it could seem like that. And it also brought me back to discussing with him how, you know, I've said before on podcasts, boy, I don't know, you know, when I looked at it from his point of view, as I heard him sort of open up more about, you know, just kind of what he was feeling about it, you know, about what I'm doing, I could, you know, again, I went back to, I just, you know, I'm asking people to do something that I probably wouldn't do with someone else or couldn't do. And it really would, but that again would be dependent on how I felt about them. So I just found that so interesting because, you know, that's not the intention. That's not the intention at all. The only goal, you know, for me, for year one was just to push my boundaries. And when I started out, you know, with my little sex bucket list there and where I thought I was going, you know, obviously where I ended up, it's really not where I thought I'd be and at all, you know, and the truth is that really just that whole year just taught me so much. And it's so revealing. And if you can imagine, then having it all documented is unusual. It's unusual, but the value of it to me has been tremendous, you know? And so that really helped me kind of figure out what now, fast forward to now, you know, what I want and what I don't want. And I have a slightly better grasp on that, but I'm also, you know, after the first year, willing to say, I think this is the direction I'm going, but that's subject to change. That's subject to totally changing. Everything I say, I could probably, you know, I could literally discover something new, or a new door could open, and that could totally change. So I know where I want to go and where I want to steer the ship and what I want from year two. But to kind of go back to what, you know, this guy was saying, you know, it's like, are the people just sort of, I guess, there for, you know, my needs, you know, that generically putting it again, I'm not trying to misquote him, but there could be, I thought about it and we, you know, and I talked about it with him but to really be frank, yes. I mean, obviously this is what I'm doing is a very self-serving and it is about me and for me. And I'm giving myself this. I'm not going to say that, first of all, I'm not going to say that sex isn't important to me. It's damn important. And I, you know, and it's a big part of people's lives and I won't go back to, you know, not having it for a long time because I get busy with work and other things and just let that suck up my time. You know, I've reprioritized that. But through that first year, you know, I've also sort of reevaluated and reprioritized having intimacy, wanting the intimacy component. And that being said, I also know that do I honestly think that I would go back to, let's say, just, you know, one-on-one without having some sort of open arrangement with that person where we explore together, or, you know, we just defined what the construct of our relationship was going to be. And that would definitely have to include, you know, probably definitely playing with others and being allowed to do that and not have that and bring any insecurities to the table, you know, with the other person involved. Because it's not about not wanting them at all. It's just about wanting, you know, a fuller, I guess, more as full and robust sexual experience as I can have. So, you know, and I think that's hard to put on one person. I think it's hard, just as it is hard to put, like, you know, okay, you couple up and then that person's just supposed to be everything to you. It's really an impossible expectation to put on someone. And I don't want somebody putting that on me, and I sure as hell am not going to put that on somebody else. So, in doing this, you know, again, going back to, is this a little bit, selfish and self-serving in some ways, or, you know, I'd like to call it more selfful. I don't think that's bad to want to put yourself, you know, set a priority for yourself. I mean, in some ways, what I'm doing right now is. Is it with the intention of, you know, people are just expendable to me, or, you know, okay, hey, you're the guy that's good at whatever oral and, you know, I want to get more oral, or you're the guy, hey, you're the butt guy, you know, you're my ass play guy, or, you know, you're my submissive guy, or you're my dominant guy. No, you know, like, and I'm just like checking off boxes, like he goes here. No. You know, that is not like, and it's really, I couldn't really hope to construct that because, you know, people are just so unpredictable. You know, it doesn't work out that way. If that was the case, I would have checked off everything on my list without a doubt. And, you know, and then some, because I can hyper-focus on things. I'm very good at massive action and getting shit done. And when I, you know, when I turned this sex goal into a goal and I said, you know, I was kind of running it like a business on some levels, you know, I was, as far as being committed to it and putting in the time, you know, and making the effort. The wild card there is you're dealing with people, and that's, you know, the part that where you have no control. And that's also the part why, you know, where I just didn't end up where I thought I'd end up. And that's, again, the unpredictable part. But it's really interesting because I also got just somebody, you know, was asking me, They said, what did they send me? They sent an interesting statement, you know, as they're listening to the podcast, they said, when you interviewed Cowboy N, I heard a woman who was smitten. And when you interviewed B.E., it felt like he could be the one. You sounded disappointed when he went monogamous. Did a little piece of you hope for something more? And first of all, I love the comments and the insight and the points of view that I get from other people. It's, again, doing what I'm doing is not normal, and blogging about it and then having all of this, feedback from people. But it's like you've got 1,000 people holding up a mirror to your face and saying, hey, here's what I heard. What do you think? Is that true? And it's quite fascinating. And it definitely, it's almost like an advanced form of therapy. It's like a big, massive anonymous group therapy where people will say things and I'll go, huh, I didn't think of it that way, but you could be right. And going back to this statement here, especially with, regarding BE, I was disappointed when he wanted to go and be monogamous. However, I told him this, that, when you really care about somebody, and I really care about him, you want the best for them. I didn't think of it like in any kind of a selfish way. I want the best for him. And if that's not what I'm doing, with this crazy adventure, then I get it. I understand. And I want him to have, exactly what he wants, because as you're doing this, the Clarks and the D's and the BEs, I mean, they're like, you run across these guys and you just go, holy shit. I mean, this is somebody special. And I can say that, I think I'm qualified to say, like, I know when I run across a good one, and when you have to, not be selfish and try to stick a square peg into a round hole and say, just not try to make yourself into something that you want so badly because you just want to hold on to somebody, when you have to just say, yes, I care about you, please do what's right for you. Do you feel a little disappointment and sadness? Absolutely. Yes. That was heavy on me, heavy on my heart. I mean, just because I knew I had lost something very special, but I also knew, that at that time, I couldn't fill that need. I couldn't fit that role, So to answer the question about, did a little piece of me hope for something more? Yes, absolutely. I mean, he's really the one that, because of the type of dates we went on, and there were dates. I mean, we went on dates. It wasn't just like, hey, let's go grab dinner, let's chat about your day, and then let's fuck. We would go and do things, and we're spending time together, and it really was like the boyfriend experience. I mean, that's exactly what it felt like. And I hadn't felt that in so long. He just kind of reawakened that in me. And I'll tell you, he's probably a big part of the reason where I'm like, okay, if I'm going to do this year too, I want to do it more intimately. I'm not going to worry about connecting. I want to connect, and I'm not going to expend the energy to even try to stop it. That's where I'm at right now. And probably seeing those kind of people and then losing that, really opened my eyes and just made me say, I want some of that. I do. I want some of that. Now, that, again, does that mean monogamy for me this year? Probably not. I never say never, but I would, again, be very, I probably not, I have to say no, probably not. Does that mean, I sort of have a kind of a, I don't know whether you want to call it a primary relationship with somebody, and I still get to explore and the dynamics are different. That could work. I don't know. I'm really open. I'm more open to all possibilities at this point versus year one was really like regimented and it was a lot of no, no, no to this, no to that, no, no, no. And now I'm just like, yeah, I'm a yes girl. I'm going to be a yes girl. I'm going to go for it. So I do hope that, you know, after our conversation, I hope that I get to start doing more exploring with BE and spending more time. And that's if, you know, if he's okay with this crazy crap I'm doing, you know, I mean, it is crazy. I mean, it really is. But I got to tell you, I've had my moments of saying, shit, are you really going to do this? Are you going to keep doing this? What the fuck are you doing? I mean, I have those moments, you know, those come to Jesus moments, like, what? This is bizarre. What are you doing and why? And every time I think I might just pull the plug on it, I get some great email from someone or some great message, you know, saying just something really nice. Like, hey, I love listening. You know, when I travel, I'm listening to you. I love your podcast. I'm getting more couples now, which is very cool. You know, just that, oh, I told my wife to listen. I mean, I love that. Thank you. Yes, wives. And I'm getting more women. Finally, the women are kind of starting to trickle in. So it's just interesting. And I'm appreciating the reassurance from people and the feedback, you know, that they like it. They're, you know, that they enjoy being on this crazy sexual road trip with me, and that it's motivating a lot of people to step out on their own. So, you know, if that's what it does, that's what it does. But, you know, yes, you know, just to kind of circle it back to me selfishly for me, the gain for me has been tremendous, because I'm not really like a Dear Diary kind of girl. I don't journal and on a personal level. So just keeping track of all this has been so eye-opening and so valuable. And, you know, when I was having the conversation with this person, I said, honestly, I wouldn't, you know, for all the, you know, the ding-dongs and great guys and then just, you know, and the good guys in the middle, you know, I wouldn't do one thing different or take one thing back. I can't think of one thing. Even the douchebags, you know, I wouldn't say, I would not trade those interactions, because, you know, where I'm at right now is just a culmination of that. And if you would have thrown anybody out of the equation, you know, it would be different. So I'm no longer, I think I'm just transitioning out of my scary, you know, intimacy is bad phase. And I'm like, it's great. Give me some. So anyway, there you have it. I hope that was, I don't even know. I hope that was informational and valuable, but I hope everybody has, you know, good holidays and that they are keeping it sexy, and that I'm inspiring you to, you know, have more sex. Take care of business. All right. There you have it.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.